In October, Diyarbakir was rocked by some of the worst violence in decades. The clashes were sparked by Kurdish nationalists who were angry at the Turkish government for not supporting Kurdish fighters under siege by Islamic State militants in the nearby Syrian city of Kobani. But much of the anger was also aimed at religious Kurds in Diyarbakir, suspected of supporting the Islamic State. Yusuf was with his friends delivering meat during an Islamic festival for a charity connected to the Islamist party, Huda Pa.
A group of 100 or more people stopped us. Someone behind us shouted, "They're from Islamic State." Then the crowd started attacking us with stones and sticks, without giving us a chance to say, "We have nothing to do with Islamic State." I heard my friends' screams of pain. I understood they were being shot.
Yusuf survived despite being shot and stabbed, but four of his friends died. The Huda Pa Islamist party denies any links to the Islamic State. The party says it's a victim of a power grab by the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, according to deputy party leader Mehmet Bahattin.
"This is a serious and unfair accusation without any proof. Actually, the PKK, which does not allow any political establishment other than itself in the region, is aiming to judge and eventually eliminate us by accusing us of affiliation with the Islamic State, which has a negative place in the minds of the Kurdish people. This was their goal."
The rebel PKK has been fighting the Turkish state for more than four decades. But for now, tentative peace talks are underway with the government. The DTK party, which is linked to the PKK, suspects that Huda Pa is connected to a shadowy group called Hezbollah that allegedly was used by the government in the war against the rebels.
"In the memory of Kurds, the violence and massacres of the 90s are still very strong. At that time, Hezbollah, committed serious massacres against Kurdish patriots, religious leaders, and anyone who was against them. Even today, there is still potential ground for more confrontations and provocations."
The DTK accuses Huda Pa of collaborating with the state to kill dozens of its supporters during last October's unrest. Masum Choban was among the victims. He was part of a convoy protesting against the Islamic State when he was shot by Huda Pa supporters near the party's office, according to his family and pro-Kurdish parties. His mother just wants an end to religion being used for political ends.
"My children all read the Quran. I made them read it all. Masum used to read every night, share prayers on his Facebook page. We are Muslims. Nobody should do politics over religion. This is not Islam."
For now, calm has returned to Diyarbakir's streets. But religious tensions remain, along with a sense that the violence will continue. Doreen Jones, VOA News, Diyarbakir.